Adelaide, Australia, and say hello to David John Oates, who has just shaken up the world with reverse speech on the reversals of Ted Cruz, Kasich. The Donald Trump reversals continue to be amazing. But more than that, why did Ted Cruz bail out with virtually no notification to anybody? Nobody in the GOP hierarchy apparently knew. Nobody knew about this. They're all acting quite shocked. And the question is, why? Why did he jump so quickly without any warning, any notification? We may have an answer for you. We may indeed. So stay tuned for that. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this evening, sir? Doing well?
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Very good. Yeah, all well here. Getting a bit cold, chilly. I've got my heater on. We're heading into winter here.
Oh, yeah.
The opposite of you guys.
Well, heading into summer here. It was raining yesterday. And pretty, though. Everything's green.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, that must look real nice there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got a few little doozies for you tonight. I don't know.
You've been knocking us out with reverse. Some of these reversals are staggering.
Aren't they just? Yeah, look, the whole interest in reverse speech has really surged. My phone's been ringing constantly. I've had about a half dozen calls in today already, and it's Saturday morning. Well, Friday for you guys. So.
Well, keep in mind, folks, that David's been at this over 30 years and briefed U.S. intelligence agencies in Washington, D.C. for 5 days and never heard from them again. What does that tell you? All right? They're using this all the time.
Yeah, they certainly are. And they're also watching your show. We played a reversal about that. I'm going to play that again tonight.
Good. Yeah.
All right, but let's start off with the real clanger. Donald Trump came out and quoted an Inquirer, National Inquirer story that Cruz's dad was seen handing out leaflets with Lee Harvey Oswald. Okay, so the implication being that Cruz's dad was somehow involved in the assassination of JFK. And so Cruz comes out, and of course he denies it. And this is what he says.
Donald Trump alleges that my dad was involved in assassinating JFK.
And we play it in reverse, and he says, assassin involvement.
There it is. There's his subconscious telling the truth. Assassin involvement, talking about his dad.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So, that's a bit of a clanger. And that reversal's been doing the rounds. It's had lots of views on YouTube.
I bet. Yeah. Yeah, that alone would give him, he knew where he wasn't going anywhere. We would give him that impetus to get the hell out. I mean, it's...
Well, sure.
Trump doesn't talk about it.
He keeps on going. And guess what's going to start coming up? JFK.
More reversals. Yeah. We were going to stay on this. You were. And I was going to try and help every step of the way with this guy. Because he is Lion Ted. That's who he is. Yep. And... it's amazing. Assassins involved. Wow.
Incredible stuff. Yeah, so interesting. So that's got to make you start asking a few questions. All right, so here's a few more on him when he pulled out. This is his speech where he's saying, sorry, folks, it's all over. Okay, so here's the forwards.
I'm sorry to say. It appears that path has been foreclosed. Together, we left it all on the field in Indiana. We gave it everything we've got.
He's such a creep.
he certainly is. Wow.
If you wreck, they beg you. And he's almost like wallowing in the adulation of, please don't do this. He's getting off on it. If you wreck, they beg you.
If you wreck, they beg you.
Oh, that is so clear.
I know.
If you wreck, they beg you.
He's just a manipulator. He loves it.
Oh, I know. It's classic That reversal is classic Ted. Oh dear me!
And, wow!
And here he is praising the United States. He got into this real Reagan-like speech, you know. He must do, anyway. So here we go.
I am not suspending our fight to defend the Constitution, to defend the Judeo-Christian values that built America.
And backwards, he says, it's not the method.
It's not the method.
It's not the method.
In other words, he doesn't believe in it.
Not at all. No, he's saying that's not the method we use. That's not how it's done. Not the Constitution at all. If I never want to see this guy again on the political stage. He is just the worst.
Well, that's why he says, I'll be destroying your freedom.
Yeah.
Because as he talks about our freedom, here, let's just play that clip again, because that says a real lot. We'll run it again forwards.
I am not suspending our fight to defend the Constitution, to defend the Judeo-Christian values that built America.
And it's not the method.
It's not the method.
I mean, what do you say?
Well, that's the subconscious calling him out. Lying Ted. I mean, it's just right there.
Totally incongruent. Absolutely incongruent. We've got two more of him on this speech.
Under the Obama-Clinton foreign policy, Russia has emerged as a resurgent threat. China looks with a covetous eye on the lands of our allies in the region.
Oh, actually, this might be a congruent reversal. There was germ.
There was this germ.
Oh, a germ.
There was this germ. There was this germ.
There was a germ, yeah. Well, okay, yeah. Well, there was, actually. So there you go.
All right.
Wow. He can have a concurrent reverse every
time. Once in a while, had to happen.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the last one on Cruz.
God bless the Hoosier State. Let me tell you about the America that I love. Our nation is an exceptional nation.
Okay, they shall not fall out of the crime.
Machine not fall out of the crime.
Machine fall out of the harem.
You hear that one?
Machine.
Almost sounds like he says they share not.
Yeah, you know what? I've actually got it down as share not, but I heard it as shall, so I had both of them written down.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play it as they share not.
Machine fall out of the harem.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Machine fall out of the harem.
Yeah, they share not. America doesn't share. We've got to fall out of the crime. I don't know. Strange reversal. Anyway,
it is. Yeah, well, he's a strange man. Now, did that man honestly sound like someone who was emotionally invested in this? Or did it sound like a man who was speaking pre-rehearsed and pre-thought messages?
Yeah.
There was nothing spontaneous about it. They were all recorded. It sounded like sound bites to me.
Well, you could tell that by the number of reversals too. There was only four, and it was a 20-minute speech. So, so they're the four I played you. So
got it.
A lot in and of itself.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they're very good, very helpful.
Yep.
And again, Ted, just stay the hell off the national stage. You know. Play your senator thing in Texas. Nobody in the Senate likes you. You got a CIA background, apparently, so they'll take care of you. Just stay out of our faces, please. That was enough.
I couldn't agree with you more. And many people, do you know there was 150,000 people turned up in Texas to celebrate Ted Cruz pulling out of the race.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, well, big rally celebrating 150,000 people.
That is amazing. That goes along with what I just said. Just came jumping out. I didn't plan that, but yeah, everybody feels the same way. The guy is just get away, go away.
Yep. Now we're gonna have fun with Trump and Hillary. I'm looking forward to the next few months.
It's gonna be a shootout. Bernie apparently has made some kind of noise that he would be open to the vice president slot. She has to pick him. She's got 10 million votes.
Yeah,
she has
right.
to pick him. He's 75 years old or whatever. Yep. You know, if they look, people die. The Clinton death list is a long and storied list. And if Bernie got in there and they wanted him out, they'd get him out and they put a new VP in there. So what the hell? I say she uses him. I think that's what's going to happen.
It'll be very interesting. We'll watch it and see. No. All right, so we're down to one now. Cruz has pulled out, and Kasich has pulled out, and just exactly as Trump predicted. Well, I'm going to reverse what Trump predicted. This is when Kasich and Cruz teamed up.
If you collude in business or if you collude in the stock market, they put you in jail. But in politics, because it's a rigged system, because it's a corrupt enterprise, in politics, you're allowed to collude. So they colluded, and actually I was happy because it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are. But it takes two guys, longtime politicians, to try and get together to try and beat Trump. And yet they're way behind. And I said to myself, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. And here's the key. I've only been doing this for 10 months. I haven't even been doing it very long.
And he said, you see that they will snap. They will snap.
You see that they have been upset. They have been upset.
And again.
You see that they have been upset. They have been upset.
And that's what they did. They snapped like little twigs. So
play that. Did he say, "You see" or "You'll see"? I might have got a little L in there somewhere in the back.
You'll see. Okay. All right. Let's have a look.
You see that? They have been upset. They have been upset.
Very quick.
You see that?
Yeah, it's there. It's very quick. Wow. You picked up. You get good ears to this after all these years, yeah?
Yeah.
And they did.
So there it is in reverse. You'll see. They will snap. They will snap. Okay? And it's just crystal clear. This man is congruent through and through. He called it, not necessarily predicting in a remote viewing sense, but he called it. It was logical. Here's Cruz and Kasich get married on Monday, and I think when did Cruz marry Fiorina? Not many days later. You know, a Cruz Fiorina campaign sign, you ought to buy some of these and put them away. They're going to be curios in the years to come. I guarantee it.
Nobody even cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Well, my staff and I were all actually quite surprised that the truth has actually won out in America for once.
It's shocking. It's unprecedented. It's unbelievable. It's staggering. I never thought I'd see anything like this. Now we have to pray for the guy's safety.
Yeah, we sure do.
It's not a joke.
Let me play another staggering reversal. Okay. We all know that Trump is congruent. We've seen this on your show time and time and time and time again. Okay, so here's the crowd chanting for Trump, and they're chanting for Trump, 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 Trump. Okay, so that's forwards. And backwards, it's exactly the same thing.
Now that begs the question. Are all of these people so immersed in what their forward speech message is that their subconscious is reflecting their truth and they're saying Trump? Now, if you say the word Trump forward, there's a T-R-U-M-P. If you say it backwards, it's P-M-U-R-T. Right. How do you get Trump out of that? It's not just a backwards masking thing.
I know. It's a mirror image reversal. Even the crowd is congruent. The crowd is congruent, calling for Trump. Let's do it.
That's amazing.
Here's the Fords. And here's the backwards. It's exactly the same.
And this, by way of example, let me remind you, yes, we can, Obama's mantra, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yeah, what is it in reverse?
Here it is. I've got it. So here we go. I'm all ready for the comparison. So here's Obama 8 years ago.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And back was it, thank you, Satan, thank you. You hear that?
Absolutely. Thank
so
you, Satan.
For a comparison, hey?
Yeah, yeah. It's not just the word Trump being played backwards. This is reverse speech. These people are all just focused on this, heart and soul. That's what they're all about.
We have tapped into a movement of truth,
and
it is very, very exciting to see it happening. Trump has touched a core in the heart of the American people, and he's calling them back home. And that's exactly what he's doing. And in his acceptance speech, once he wants Indiana, he has the same message that we've heard over and over again. Listen to this. This is right at the very end of his speech.
We will make America great again. We will start winning again. You will be so proud of this country very, very soon. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so that was after he won Indiana and Ted Cruz pulled out, and he says the same thing we've heard on him several times before. Wake up, America. And that's what he's doing. He's waking America up. He's tapping into our core values, how the country was founded. And he's going to bring us back.
He's got
movement of truth.
I'm almost speechless that this has happened. I look at all the abuse this man took, and he never snapped like Cruz and Kasich. He didn't bend over. He stood tall and he confronted it, and he has beaten it. It's just it's an amazing moral play. It's a morality play.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah. Yeah, and it's great. It's fantastic. And, God, I hope he bumps up his security, I tell you what.
Whatever it is, he should triple it. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's look at a few reversals on him. This is from his acceptance speech. Once he won Indiana, run it forwards.
But when they start going to different countries, and in many cases countries that devalue their currency and make it impossible for our companies to compete, that's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Here he says, I had a concept.
I had a concept.
I had a concept.
Huh. Oh, I had a concept.
I had a concept.
Yeah. Either way, means the same thing. He's got a concept. He's got an idea.
Sure, he does. Yeah, he's got a lot of them.
He knows what he's going to do.
This is amazing. I have to say this. At this point, remember, JFK, wonderful president, this man is the first man to put his feet in JFK's footprints and at least come close to being a match. I'd say it's a match. He is the most incredible thing I have ever seen in American politics.
Yep, I absolutely agree. Yeah, I do. Yep. Well, we're working with his reversal. Look, I've got people who are emailing me and saying, look, I've been a Democrat all my life, but I'm voting for Trump, and they've just said, look, they've looked at his reversals, they've looked at the man, and they've said, Trump's the only choice, and that's the people emailing me. I'm sure that those sentiments are reflected all around the United States.
Exactly. Wow. Well, well done, David. Just incredible.
Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, I've got a couple more reversals on him yet. Here we go. Do we have time for one more now?
Sure.
Here we go.
Many, many people are calling that you wouldn't even believe. The media, the press, they wouldn't believe. People that have said the worst things about me. I've never had things said about me like this.
But, his people are abusing him, but his response is, tell him I bless.
Tell him I bless.
Tell him I bless. Tell him I bless.
So he's forgiving and embracing. Yeah.
This is amazing. I don't know what his religious preferences are, but he's living the life literally of a devout, holy, golden rule practicing man. I don't care what name you want to hang on him, Christian, whatever, but he's a Christian. He'd tell you that. But he, in his remarks about, I wish we could have reversed those, but there's so many, when he praised Cruz as being a tough competitor and said he has an amazing future, blah, blah, blah. I think that might have actually been Donald Trump honestly being gracious. That's who he is. He was just being gracious in praising Cruz, who doesn't deserve anything like that. So,
quite amazing. It's a revolution. It really is.
And, absolutely. Now, this is the Ron Paul revolution was very interesting. This is overwhelming what's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah, I will be very curious to see how Hillary combats it. I really don't know how.
Well, I don't. Yeah, he's going to shred her. This is no question. Yeah. None. He will take her apart.
Yeah. Yep.
And she will just fall. Remember your reversal. Hillary is scared.
Yes,
Hillary is scared. Yeah. So there you go. That's what she sees coming, and that, I think, is scaring the hell out of her. Here's, let's see, Hillary.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, can you, if you can, that would be good.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right now. I thought it was in the last, we did that the last show, didn't we?
Yeah. Trump is going to do so well in the campaign against her. It's not going to be funny. He will just disassemble her.
Yep. All right, here we go.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
Backwards, Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared. Hillary's scared.
Hmm.
Hillary's scared.
There you go.
And she said that right when she's saying, we're going to keep moving. No, she's afraid that she's not going to keep moving. And she's not. This, you watch. Wow. All right, hold on a minute. We'll be right back with David John Oates and Reverse Speech.